This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Tēnā koutou katoa, and welcome back to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0, Tuinareo o Te Hapori, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Aero FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host, Haisa, and today being Thursday of the Invisible Disabilities Awareness Week, or Hidden Disabilities Awareness Week, this is our topic for today. Stick around for that. First, a shout out to our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that, we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Okay. For many of us, the term disability brings to mind a wheelchair ramp or a mobility aid. But for 1 in 6 New Zealanders, that's over 850,000 people, disability looks like nothing at all. Today, we're shining a light on invisible or hidden disabilities. Let's start with a clear definition. What exactly is a hidden disability? It's an umbrella term for disabilities and long-term health conditions that are not immediately obvious. They include a vast range of conditions, such as chronic illnesses, such as chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, lupus, or long COVID. Neurodiversity, such as autism spectrum disorder, ADHD, or learning difficulties. Mental health conditions, including severe anxiety or depression or trauma-related conditions. Sensory and cognitive impairments, such as hearing loss, tinnitus, or brain fog. The 2023 Household Disability Survey tells us that 17% of people in New Zealand Aotearoa households are disabled. For many in this group, their day-to-day struggle is compounded by having to constantly justify their condition and their need for support, simply because they look fine. This is the intense, draining stigma we need to challenge. For those with invisible conditions, the issue isn't a lack of ability. It's often about inaccessible environments and inflexible attitudes. They struggle to maintain a normal facade while managing debilitating symptoms like brain fog and fatigue, often reported by people with long COVID in New Zealand. often can lead to job loss or presenteeism, where you show up but are too unwell to be productive. Now, if you didn't know, I have dealt with long COVID as a condition for almost 4 years now. I'm one of the first people in New Zealand to have been formally diagnosed with long COVID. And I can totally empathize with the fact that it's a condition that doesn't go away. You can have times where you really, really well compared to other times that you're really, really unwell. And it's hard to measure it, and it's very hard to explain to others that, you know, able bodies, able minds, what goes on when you have a chronic condition like long COVID. The sunflower, making the invisible visible. This is where a small bright symbol is making a huge difference. The Hidden Disability Sunflower Scheme. Have you noticed anywhere around your workplace or some businesses that there are people wearing a green lanyard with sunflowers on it? Well, the sunflower is an internationally recognized symbol used voluntarily by people with a non-visible disability to discreetly indicate they may need a little extra time, patience, or understanding. It is a simple visual cue that removes the need to explanations or justifications, respecting the wearer's privacy while signaling a need for support. It promotes manaakitanga, fostering a culture where staff are trained to approach people with the sunflower with greater empathy and offer practical assistance, like helping to find a quiet space or taking extra time to complete a transaction. New Zealand businesses adopting the sunflower. In Aotearoa, we're seeing fantastic adoption of the sunflower across major sectors. This isn't just a feel-good campaign. It's a practical accessibility solution being implemented by key New Zealand businesses and organizations. Airlines and airports. Air New Zealand and major international airports like Auckland Airport and Wellington Airport have adopted this scheme. This is crucial for managing conditions aggravated by the stress of travel, such as anxiety, autism, and chronic pain. Retail. Major retailers are beginning to train staff, helping customers who may need help navigating busy aisles or extra time to process information at the checkout. In healthcare, parts of the Te Whatuoro Health New Zealand are also training staff to recognize the symbol, improving the experience of patients navigating complex medical environments. This is a powerful example of systemic change being driven not by heavy legislation alone, but by a cultural commitment to inclusion led by disabled people themselves. I personally have been wearing my sunflower lanyard for at least a couple of years now. And it's a symbol not only that I'm a person that have a hidden disability, which is long COVID, which for me manifests itself very similar to chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, but also signal to others with hidden disabilities that I may be someone that understand they may have extra requirements or extra support, and that I'm a safe person to come for support. I'm going to read out a list of conditions that are listed as hidden disabilities. And it's important to say here that some conditions, just because you have it, doesn't automatically mean it is a disability. For example, autism or ADHD. It's only a disability if the condition affects you negatively. And for some people, they have beautiful workplaces that accommodate, you know, their neurodiversity. They may have family and friends that are incredibly inclusive and understanding, and their neurodiversity may not impact negatively in their lives. So for them, that's not a disability. And it can change throughout people's life span. It can change from environment to environment. So it's personal, very, very personal. But here it is, a list of possible hidden disabilities. So chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, lupus, multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, epilepsy, diabetes type 1 and 2, chronic pain and chronic pain syndromes such as chronic back pain and severe migraines, gastrointestinal disorders such as chronic Crohn's disease, irritable bowel syndrome, or ulcerative colitis, respiratory conditions such as severe asthma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. It could be autism spectrum disorder, like I mentioned before, or ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, learning disabilities or difficulties such as dyslexia, dyspraxia, dyscalculia. So dyslexia is difficulty with reading, writing, and spelling. Dyspraxia, it's a development coordination disorder, affects physical coordination and motor skills. And dyscalculia is difficulty with numbers and mathematical concepts. Intellectual disabilities, limitations in both intellectual function and adaptive behavior. And traumatic brain injury, TBI, which can cause long-term cognitive, physical, and emotional impairments. Mental health conditions such as major depressive disorder, anxiety disorders, post-traumatic stress disorder, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, sensory impairments such as hearing impairment loss, visual impairment, and low vision, tinnitus, which is that persistent ringing or buzzing in your ears, and temporary or situational conditions such as vertigo, recent injury, concussion, and recovery from surgery could give you a hidden disability, but temporary. The latest statistics show that for New Zealanders supported by Whaikaha Disability Support Services, conditions that are often invisible or have major invisible components are dominant. 40% have an intellectual disability as their principal disability, and 40% have autism as their principal disability. These are conditions that profoundly affect a person's life, from communication and processing to social interaction, yet they are rarely seen by a casual observer. Even for the broader population, cognitive difficulties, which include challenges with remembering, concentrating, or learning, are a significant factor in disability, especially among young people. The experience of invisible disability doesn't exist in a vacuum. It intersects with identity, creating layers of discrimination. Disabled Māori are less likely to be in the labour force, experience higher rates of unemployment, and disproportionately suffer from poor housing conditions, facts that are severely exacerbated when a health condition or disability is invisible and therefore unmet by support services. Similarly, research shows that the LGBTIQ+ or rainbow community has a higher rate of disability, largely driven by greater difficulties in the areas of cognition, mental health, socializing, and fatigue. For these groups, being unseen adds another layer of anxiety, the fear that disclosing a hidden disability will lead to further marginalization, based on their ethnicity or sexual identity. It is a fact that disabled people face significantly higher rates of discrimination in New Zealand. In recent Stats New Zealand survey, 40% of disabled people in New Zealand have reported having experienced discrimination in the previous 12 months, compared to only 19% of non-disabled people. Think about that 40% figure for a moment. That discrimination is often rooted in the invisibility of their condition. It is this person with severe anxiety being told they are just difficult, or the person with chronic pain being told they are lazy for needing a flexible work schedule. And the research shows that even when accommodations are needed, they are often not met. 17% of disabled people reported an unmet need to vary tasks or change their work schedule, a key reasonable adjustment for many with invisible conditions like chronic illness or neurodiversity. The system is failing to provide the simple flexibility required. As mentioned before, disabled adults are over 4 times more likely to experience psychological distress. Disabled adults are nearly 3 times more likely to report high or very high levels of psychological distress. Furthermore, despite this high level of distress, 22.2% of disabled adults reported having an unmet need for mental health or addiction services, compared with 9.6% of non-disabled adults. This creates a vicious cycle. The daily energy of managing an invisible condition, combined with the stress of discrimination and the effort of masking, leads to severe psychological distress. Then, the very system meant to provide care is often inaccessible or inadequate. These facts show us that the problem of the invisible disability is not a small one. It is a major social justice and public health issue in Aotearoa. This simple question we must ask ourselves, do we have the manakitanga to believe what we cannot see? When your life is spent fighting to be believed, the psychological impact is immense. Research from the Minister of Health shows that disabled adults are 4.6 times as likely to experience high or very high psychological distress compared to non-disabled adults. That number is massive. This disproportionate struggle is a direct consequence of the physical, financial, and attitudinal barriers they face. For disabled young people, rangatahi, this data is even more sobering. They are more than twice as likely to feel lonely compared to their non-disabled peers. This is what invisibly costs us as a society. As we wrap up this Invisible Disability Awareness Week, I leave you with one simple action. Practice active belief. Stop demanding visible evidence and operate from a position of trust and empathy. Look for the sunflower. If you see a bright green lanyard with yellow sunflowers, remember what it means. Be patient, be kind, and ask, "Can I help you with anything?" Challenge your bias. If you see someone using a mobility seat on the bus or a priority parking spot and they look fine, assume they have a legitimate but invisible need. Challenge your own automatic judgment, not their right to access. Be a better colleague. If a colleague asks for an accommodation, a quieter workspace for concentration, or a flexible start time for symptom management, ask, "How can I best support you?" Don't ask why they need it. By shifting our attitudes, we create a safer, more equitable and stronger Aotearoa for all 850,000 of our disabled citizens, seen and unseen. But sometimes a conversation can make all the difference. I'm about to play a list of support lines. Grab a pen and paper so you can jot them down and have them ready if you ever need them.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so Need to Talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and this service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're there if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to. They're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463.
I really do hope that the information we shared here on the show today will help literally fight the stigma towards hidden disabilities in New Zealand, Aotearoa. I, for once, with my condition of long COVID, I sometimes actually feel scared to use my mobility parking card because I've been I get out of my car sometimes and I see people looking at me strange. And that's it's nerve-wracking. It's really, really nerve-wracking. And I hope I never have to deal with someone asking me or pointing their fingers and saying, oh, but what disability do you have? Because it's none of their business. It's between myself and my doctor who gave me the mobility parking card. I'm very fortunate to work for Progress to Health, which is incredibly flexible and understanding towards my condition. But if I can't park near the office and I have to walk, that means that day I probably won't have enough energy to finish up my work. I also hope that if you do have a hidden disability or invisible disability and you didn't know about the Sunflower scheme, that now you have enough information that you can go and buy yourself a lanyard and a card. You can actually, the card that you can attach to the lanyard, you can write your emergency contact details, and there is a space that you can write what sort of support or accommodations you may need in case someone spot you not so well in the public space. So please, you can go Google online the Sunflower Scheme. We'll come up with the online places that you can order your lanyard, or may show as well who your local representative is for you to buy a lanyard or a little brooch. Okay, and I'll catch you next week on the Fighting Stigma Show right here on Free FM 89.0.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.